Gillingham are on the Wembley way.
Hello and welcome to the Jewels Fancast. I'm Owen Stanley, flying solo today due to the coronavirus pandemic, which we all know too well about at the minute. It's a tough time, really, in the grand scheme of things for the whole world, not just football. Football is really just a small part of what's going on right now in the world, and obviously it's an unprecedented time, to say the least. It's not something I've ever experienced. I'm sure a lot of you haven't experienced similar things as well. Maybe if you're from an older generation, you would have experienced similar things. Our football's been put on hold due to unforeseen circumstances. But yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since we last spoke to you. I think that was prior to the Fleetwood game, which of course ended up being called off, understandably so. And yeah, we said then about the news of the EFL and the Premier League suspending the league for at least, I think at that point it was 2 weeks, maybe three. I'm not entirely sure if I can even remember. Time's going so slowly at the minute, you never really know where you are. I forget what day it is most of the time now. But yeah, that's obviously been extended due to the lockdown that was announced Monday night, I believe, which is a 3-week lockdown. So we're going to have to wait a bit longer, and I think it'll be a bit longer after that until we do get back on the pitch. When that is, I couldn't pinpoint at all, but hopefully sooner rather than later, not just for football, but for the health of the world. And I want to say a quick, you know, thank you on behalf of all of us at the Fancast for, you know, your patience in wanting content. We know obviously when people, you know, some people aren't working now, and some people obviously you can't leave the house if you're not working and whatnot. So we wanted to put something out that we could do, which is a bit difficult at this sort of time because there's no, you know, matches to preview, no matches to review, and it's a bit of a tricky one. I know Matt Jules and the Bud did a really good piece with Gabe Sutton of the Football Lab over on his channel, just basically talking about a few key points in our season, and I recommend you go check that out at his channel on YouTube. But yeah, I think it's definitely unprecedented times, and I think at this point football does take a back seat, and rightly so. The health of others is much more important, and a big thank you of course to everyone at the NHS. My mother in particular is a NHS worker up in Chatham Maritime Hospital in Gillingham, and she's on a shift as we speak at the minute, and she's on a ward for people who have the virus, and she's working really hard, so I'm pretty proud of her for that. And of course thank you to everyone at the NHS for all the continued hard work, and we will beat the virus thanks to them, and when that eventually does come, you know, we'll be extremely thankful, and we'll be able to look forward to all the things we love and enjoy in life. And for obviously me, Reese, James, Josh, everyone else, everyone on the Fancast, everyone who supports Gillingham Football Club and loves football, that main passion is football. And, you know, for the subject of today's podcast, I wanted to do something slightly different. It was more of a hypothetical idea that I came up with Reese, and it's basically an idea which was sort of hypothetical in a sense, where I put out on Twitter and on Facebook asking for, hypothetically, if the season were to end now, who would have been your player of the season, young player of the season, most improved player, the goal of the season, and your moment of the season. So we're going to run through a lot of them today and get a lot of opinions from all the different comments, and I'm going to give my opinions on what people have put down, so that'll be a good discussion point. And then at the end of the podcast, I'll take a couple of minutes to talk about the future of, you know, the podcast coming out and what we know so far, which in truth isn't a lot, but we'll get to that at the end. I'm going to run through my picks first and my reasonings, because, you know, I think it might tie in with quite a few of the ones having skim read a few on Facebook and a few on Twitter. I think there's a lot of consensus there in some respects, so I'm going to run through mine first. My player of the season, I think I said this on a podcast a couple of weeks ago. It was prior to the pandemic, when we know we all consider the seasons we go along, we're all excited about the prospect of possibly getting the playoffs and whatnot, and this is what it's based on so far. And my player of the season was indeed Max Aimer, which I thought was a bit of a different one considering to what most people have put. And I went to the fans forum when I think it might even have been Stocky from Jules and Bud TV asked about who each member of staff's player of the season was. That was Chairman Paul Scallion, Evans and Rayner, of course, and I think Rayner was the one who said Aimer, so I wasn't on my own in that one, which was nice. Yeah, but for me, I think Max has come leaps and bounds this season. I think he's, you know, he's I've been a critic of him in the past, I'll be honest, I have, and rightly so in some aspects. I think there's been some seasons where I think he hasn't quite been good enough, and, you know, his performances, I think, were hampered at times by the fact he was a captain prior to this season, of course, as well. And I think there were times early on when he was a captain where he didn't really seem to want that captain's armband. And I recommend you listen to Josh's interview with Josh Wright, who alludes to that. He talks about AD Penix stripping Josh Wright of the captaincy. And he says Aimer came and spoke to him and said he wasn't particularly convinced that he wanted it. And I think he's done a lot of, you know, self-building in that time. I think he's grown into the captaincy. And I think this season particularly, I think he's been absolutely outstanding. I think him and Jack Tucker has become a fantastic partnership, one of the best in the league, I think. And look, Max has been here for a long time now, has racked over 250 appearances, I believe, and I think is out of contract in some. I think it should be a matter of urgency. Of course, it's difficult to navigate how you sort that sort of thing out now with the virus, and you never know when windows are going to open, what the contract situation is going to be if the season does run past June. But we'll get to that when we come to it. Of course, that's a topic for another podcast. But yeah, for me, player of the season, Max Aimer, I think he's been absolutely fantastic this season. He's nipped in with a couple of goals, as he always seems to do, and I think he's done a lot this season as well. Jack Tucker as well in that sense, and I think he's really come on leaps and bounds, and I think this is by far his best season as a Gillingham player, and I hope he does get rewarded with that new contract and we can push those 250 appearances to near 400, hopefully, in the coming years. He's still at a good age, and I think that is why he is my player of the season. I think he's been outstanding. Now, young player of the season, I think this is pretty simple. Jack Tucker. You know, we've had some good young players. I think our team is obviously quite young. You know, most of our young players, some of them at least are on loan. Lots of Alfie Jones and Tommy O'Connor, but I think Jack Tucker's a great story of a career recovery in a way. It is suggested a lot by him himself that he looked to be out the door post Steve Lovell era in the summer, and you know, Evans took a look at him in pre-season, decided I want you in the team, and he is certainly reaping the rewards of that. He's been incredible. I think when there's always a bit of anxiety as a fan when you see a young player having to come in as it's a forced change. I think he made his first league appearance this season away at Bristol Rovers, I think, when Barry Fuller got injured and he got moved to right back, and by all accounts did a great job there, and we ended up picking a point up that night. And he's ever since that, he's grown in confidence, become a mainstay in our central defence. I think one performance in particular, I think it was the game at home against Sunderland where he was outstanding. West Ham at home, he's outstanding. There's so many you can pick from. And I think him and Aimer, as I said earlier, have become a great partnership. And I think this could be tough to keep him at the end of the season, but you know, he's under contract. We don't know how long that contract is. That was undisclosed, I believe. And, you know, you hope it's for 3 or 4 years, but I think we'll probably be looking at 2. So if he is to leave, we'll probably get a great fee for him. But again, it comes back to the pandemic and how it's affecting everything, because we don't know what's going to happen with the window. That could be moved, or is it going to go on as normal? Who knows? But yeah, I think he is at least a £2 million player at the minute that we've got on our hands. And we have done well at bringing players in over the years who have gone for good fees. You think of Matt Jarvis, Bradley Dack, who should have gone more than for what he did, but given his contract situation, that was what it was. And you know, we do bring players through who do make a difference and do go on for good fees. John Egan's another one, of course, playing his trade at European football chasing Sheffield United in the Premier League, so it'd be great to see him get that. But yeah, for me, Jack Tucker's been incredible this season. Definitely my young player of the season, without a doubt. Most improved player is a difficult one, because you know, you look at that question, and even I was thinking about writing it down. I was thinking, do I ask this in terms of most improved of this season, this player who's been here the start of this season, has improved throughout the season, or do I look at it as someone who's been here season before that, and has improved a lot since. And in terms of most improved, I would probably base it on someone who started the season with us and has improved significantly throughout the season, and that would be Stuart O'Keefe. I think at the start of the season, we believed him and Cisse would be our mainstay in midfield, and they could really not have gone any different ways. Cisse has barely started any games for us, barely played any games, even as a sub, and you know, he's now applying his trade in League 2 with Leighton Orient on loan. And O'Keefe, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't particularly impressed with. I thought he was a bit lethargic and he didn't really look like the player we were promised, in a sense that he'd get his foot in and do this and that and be really impressive, and I wasn't really seeing it. But as he got more games under his belt, he's really, really played himself into that midfield role. He's had a few unlucky spells out of injury, luckily for us, however, not significantly long, only a few weeks here and there, I believe. But yeah, he's been fantastic this season. It took a while to get going, admittedly, but he has got going again. He's another one who's chipped in with a few goals, a few from the penalty spot. I think nearly majority of our players have now scored a penalty. We change him around so much. But yeah, I think he's going to be a vital player for us at the end of the season, whenever that is, and for many seasons to come. I really do like him, and I think, as I said, it did take a little while for him to get going, but on that point, he's proved himself to be a really good asset for us. And I think you can really only ask for a midfielder to give their all for the shirt, especially in a role where, you know, you have to be putting tackles in, doing all you can to win the ball. And I think he's a very good player, and plays with his heart on his sleeve. I look back to the Sunderland draw, which our last game, actually, it seems like a lifetime ago now, when he got booked for making probably the cleanest tackle you ever see. And I don't think he was booked for the tackle. I think he was booked for, you know, arguing his cause, and you can understand why, because it's a clean tackle and he's not going to accept a decision like that, and he got booked for it. But that is the way it is. He plays with his heart on his sleeve, and I really do think he'll be a good player for us, and I think he's really played himself into that midfield, and he's going to be a mainstay for many years to come, hopefully. And, you know, he's benefited from playing alongside Alfie Jones. So has Alfie Jones playing as Stuart O'Keefe? I don't think we'll have Jones here next season. So I think O'Keefe will be the main man in midfield alongside Mark Byrne when he returns from injury. And, yeah, I'm very, very impressive, O'Keefe, and how he has improved a lot this season. That's why I'm going with him, in all honesty. Goal of the season. God, that's... You know, I wrote that down thinking that... we'll get loads of good responses, and we did, and I didn't even think of my own, in all honesty, but it depends what you think of, really. Goals as in the moment that you score a goal in a specific game, where what that goal means can be considered goal of the season, or you can think of it just like a worldie strike. I've got a couple that I think are up there. I'll go three. I think Regan Charles Cook away at Blackpool, the control to get it round the defender, and then the nice little volley into the bottom corner, which, considering he hasn't played many games and he came on, basically turned that game around for us, and that was a really nice finish. And, you know, he's won at Accrington as well, kind of think of it. It's a lovely, lovely finesse finish into the top right-hand corner. So typical RBB shot on the FIFA, get it tight in the top corner, which we all know too well. And I think when he has played and he scored a lot of good, important goals. Obviously, the last one against Wimbledon was unlucky, and it didn't turn out to be vitally important, but still, he came on and made a difference. The other two I'm going to talk about, Mika Mandrawn away at Sunderland in our last game. I mean, when there's about 10 seconds left, I mean, all you can really do is hit it, and boy, did they hit it. Like, the accuracy on that straight into the bottom corner, nobody's saving that. And to grab us a point at the stadium with light in injury time was just fantastic, and it's a great finish. And you got to commend him for that. And, you know, he's not had as much game time as I'm sure he'd like, but he's picked up a nice bit of momentum with the two goals at Sunderland. And it's unfortunate for him that he can't build in it until, well, who knows when. I'm not even going to get into that as much as I could. But, one final one, I'm going to go with Conor Ogilvie at home to Sunderland, which ties into the last point, which is moment of the season. So this is my goal of the season and moment of the season. It's going to be Conor Ogilvie at home to Sunderland. I think that was a game where we, first half particularly, dominated it. And I thought, is it going to be one of those days? Because it just wasn't going for us. And thankfully, we found the moment that we needed, a corner into the box. And Ogilvie chests it down, that takes a flick on his left foot and volleys it straight into the top corner. It's complete ecstasy and the rain amended all around the Priest field, and it was a massive goal and one of the moments that'll live long in the memories of this season. I think that's got to be moment of the season. I ended up a few rows down, and you know, it's a great hit considering he's a defender and he's quite a few goals this season. I think 5 league goals now, maybe 4. Might be doing a disservice, but we'll never know. Yeah, that'll be my moment of the season and goal of the season, Conor Ogilvie. So just to recap, my player of the season, Mark Aymer. Young player of the season, Jack Tucker. Most improved, Stuart O'Keefe. Goal of the season, a moment of the season, both Conor Ogilvie against Sunderland. Now, I'm going to get into some of your guys now because I witted on for quite a bit there. This is the Facebook ones. We've got Harry Kingslow first up. He says, player of the season, Conor Ogilvie. Again, I can't... I think of player of the season, there's so many people you could pick out. Like, at the start of the season, I was thinking Alfie Jones was one in the first few months, but he went on a bit of a spell where he wasn't playing as well as he could have done, but he's still been fantastic for us. And then you got pretty much any of the back four, I think, Barry, Max, Jack and Connor all in for contention, and Jack Bonham as well, pulled us through games a lot of times, and it says a lot about how a lot of our candidates, if you like, for player of the season are defensive-minded players, and that's what Evans has made us this season, a very hard team to beat, and he's focused on the defensive side of things as a way of getting us into those positions where we are hard to break through, and that can win us points where a lot of the time we only need one goal to win a game. But Harry's gone to Conor Ogilvie, and I can't argue with that. It's hard doing this on your own, honestly. I don't know how Reece did it that time before. But yeah, Conor Ogilvie, I can't really argue with it. He's gone young player, Jack Tucker, which is the same as I went for the reasons I named. Most improved, he says, Ogilvie, if it means from last season, and O'Keefe, if it means as the season has gone on. Yeah, I agree with O'Keefe, as I said, that is my pick, and Ogilvie, I think, yep, he's been a lot better this season. I remember him playing left-back last season, he was terrible. he just couldn't manage it at left-back, but this season, Evans has transformed him, and he's been fantastic. Goal of the season, Harry says, either Charles Cook v Blackpool or Charles Cook v Accrington, both of those I mentioned, 2 very good goals. Moment... He says, wasn't that the game, but either Manjon's 96th minute equaliser against Sunderland's a touchdown, or Brandon Hanlon's 95th minute winner at Blackpool. Yeah, that was a really big moment, really, in the season at the time when we were needing as many points as we can get to keep this playoff charge mounting. And of course, Brandon steps up with a header and injury time after we just conceded moments before, and it looked like we were just thrown the win away, but we managed to get back into it and get the winner through Brandon, which was fantastic. I remember listening to it in my room, and I just heard the equaliser going, and I was like, oh, for God's sake, this we put all this effort in to get level, and then we've gone in front, and then we've thrown it away, but thankfully we did manage to get back in front when it mattered most, and there was no time back for Blackpool from there. Get a drink now. Hydration is key. Joe Clark is next. He says, player Ogilvie, young player Tucker, improved Tucker, moment, 96th minute versus Sunderland, great moment to see live, alluding to course Mandron's equaliser, and Regan versus Blackpool. Yeah, a lot of the goals people have mentioned so far are very similar, so thanks for that, Joe. Craig, Ogilvie player, Tucker, young player, Ogilvie most improved moment, Lee versus Doncaster, FA Cup, only one that springs to mind. I was talking about goal. Yeah, goal. And then Hanlon for the moment against Blackpool. Yeah, that goal against Doncaster, I wasn't at that game. I was engaged somewhere else. Not literally. But I was busy somewhere else. And it's quite an annoying game to miss because by all accounts, we played really, really well. And I remember that watching that on the highlights, and it was a lovely ball play through by Tommy O'Connor. And... yeah, Lee puts a nice dink over the keeper, who just about gets a hand to it but can't keep it out, and we were 2-0 up in, I think, the first 10 minutes or so. Then we won the game quite comfortably, so that was a nice goal to pick out. I forgot about that one. Craig Adams says, player of the season, Conor Ogilvie, young player, Jack Tucker. Most improved, Ogilvie, goal of the season, Charles Cook at Blackpool. Don't think we've scored many wonder goals this season. Moment of the season, last minute winner v Sunderland at home in the league, or the 96th minute equaliser at Sunderland 3 weeks ago. Yeah, it's annoying, that one, isn't it? Because Sunderland's Throwdive Season 2 is out next week, and That means we've got to watch the ones of us getting battered 8-3 on aggregate, but at least season 3 will be a nice one, hopefully. But yeah, Sunderland have been a game where we've played really well in both games and probably deserve to win all of them. I say both games, it's 4, isn't it? I forget that. And yeah, we've managed to beat them twice, got 2 draws, so we've definitely had the better of them this season as opposed to last season where we were the second best over 2 games by quite a margin. But yeah, I think both the moments you mentioned there, Craig, this shows how we don't give up at a team as a team. We fight until the end. We do get those last minute winners. We've had a few of them this season, whether it be winners or equalisers, and we really have shown that we are a team with a lot of grit and determination. Last one on Facebook, David says, player of the season, Jack Bonham. Young player of the season, Jack Tucker. Most improved, Conor Ogilvy. Goal of the season, Charles Cook at Blackpool. Moment of the season, Hanlon goal versus Sunderland in the FA Cup extra time. Yeah, that FA Cup extra time game was a bit like the one in the league where, you know, I don't think they had a shot on target in 120 minutes in that game. And we were dominant. And again, we couldn't put the ball in the net until right at the end. And it's a great finish from Brandon. I remember that one well. I was at the game with Reece and James, and it was a good scenes in the rain. And again, and I think we thoroughly deserved to go through that game, which led to the Doncaster game. Yeah, really good goal from Brandon that. And he's had times this season where he's not quite done as well as I had hoped, but that was a good moment for him along with the Blackpool one, and he has provided some moments of joy for fans this season. We thank him for that. Player of the season, he said Jack Bonham, and I think that's a really good one to pick out because, as I said, you can pick basically anyone from a defensive side, and Bonham's put in a lot of great moments for us. He's saved a good few penalties and kept us in games a lot of the time, and you know he's a lot better than you'd think in some respects. But well, for Jack, he's a great shot stopper. He needs to work on his kicking a bit, but that's about it. Other than that, I think he's fantastic, and I think he's been a great goalkeeper for us. I think he's made us forget about Thomas Hody, which is the main thing you can think of really at this time as to what indicates to being a good signing. If you sign a goalkeeper and makes you forget about the one he was so good before, then you're pretty much golden, and he's done that. And he's, if he was to win player of the season, I don't think many could argue. Now heading over to Twitter, as you got in touch at the Jules Fancast, follow us for more updates and whatnot whenever we're doing stuff, which at the minute is quite low. But anyway, we've got Jules in the Bud, who says, player of the season, lots of choices, but I'll go with Conor Ogilvy. Just young player, Jack Tucker by a mile. Most improved, Max Aymer, hasn't had a bad game that I can recall. Goal of the season, Charles Cook at Blackpool, the technique and finish of Premier League quality. Moments of the season, any of the late goals for Sunderland. Yeah, as I said, the Sunderland games have provided a lot of joy for us. Probably some of my favourite games from this season. I think we've been really good against high level sides this season. I don't think we've been turned over by any of them really in an embarrassing form other than Oxford, but it was the start of the season, so I'll pretend that never happened. But yeah, I think I agree with all of them really, and again, for player of the season, as I've said multiple times already, you can't really argue with anyone in the back five getting it. Lonesome Traveller says, player of the year, Ogilvy. No, he spelled Ogilvy O-L, not O-G, but I'll let it slide. Young player, Tucker. Most improved, Ogilvy. Spelled wrong again. God, come on, up your game. Anthony, goal of the year, Anthony against Sunderland for pure salt factor. Who's Anthony? Moment of the year, the opening half against West Ham. Been following Jules since I was 7. Never seen anything like that since maybe the promotions. Yeah, West Ham was a great atmosphere. Me and Reece got unlucky. We were sat in front. We were sat in our usual season ticket seats, and behind us we had 2 West Ham fans, which were great. And the stewards made literally no attempt to chuck them out, even though they made it blatantly obvious they were West Ham fans due to the celebrations with the goal and just shouting out. When a decision went against them, a lot of our fans noticed they were West Ham fans, but the stewards, for one reason or another, didn't seem particularly interested, which was, you know, frustrating, but it is what it is, I suppose. But other than that, I think it was a great atmosphere. The only annoying thing I can think of is that, you know, our next home game, we dropped significantly in terms of attendance, and you want to keep the numbers there. And although we lost the game, I thought we gave a good account of ourselves, and it's just frustrating to see a big crowd like that turn into the usual amounts of what it is, like 4,000 or 5,000, and it is frustrating because, you know, although it brings money into the club, you don't. I'm not a fan of, you know, one-time game people who just turn up for for the big day out and then never return again. It is a bit frustrating, but you know, you can't really do much about it, unfortunately, but still, it was a good day regardless, and thinking on another day we might have got a replay out of it, which would have been nice, but as it is, we didn't. Emlyn Timmons says, player of the season, Jack Tucker, young player, Jack Tucker, most improved, Stuart O'Keefe, goal of the season, then Jolly versus Wickham. God, you got to remember, it's hard to remember that one, Mikel and Jolly. Ugh. He didn't work out, did he? But I remember the game, now you've said it, it takes me a while to recall anything he did, nothing to him, but you know, he didn't get much game time. I think that was the game we beat Wickham, I think 2-0, it was their first defeat of the season, and Jolly scored both. I think the second one was a penalty, which is a good penalty, considering the ones we saw against Southend. But I know the one you're talking about, Emlyn. I think it was ball into the box and he swiveled and turned and fired a left-footed effort straight into the top corner. It's a really good finish from him, actually. Shame we didn't see too much of that from him, and he didn't really seem to kick on after that. But yeah, and Jolly versus Wickham is a good shout, just in terms of technical ability and a strike. Moment of the season, he says, Ogilvy late winner versus Sunderland. Yep, again, that's mine. Can't really go against it. GFC Josh says, player of the season, Connor Ogilvy. Young player, Jack Tucker. Most improved, Aymer or Ogilvy. Goal of the season, Mandron second against Sunderland. Ogilvy winner against Sunderland for moment of the season. Yep, again, agree with most of them. There's not one that I've seen so far which has a player of the season for someone who's not in a defence, which says a lot to how well we've actually done defensively this season. And, you know, you can't argue with a lot of things everyone's saying tonight on here. I think Mandron second was one I wish I was there in real life, but sadly I didn't make the trip. I made the trip in the FA Cup game, but not for the league game, unfortunately. Moving on, I want to try and wrap this up soon because we are going on a bit of a while now. 80s Hog says, signing of the season would be Jack Bonham as a player of the season as well. Young player, Jack Tucker. Most improved, Connor Ogilvy. Goal of the season, the winner at Southend. Awful journey, awful weather. In terms of what happened last season in the same fixture, priceless limbs. moment of the season, facing West Ham at ME7. Yeah, moment of the season, West Ham, I get, because of the spectacle of it. It's interesting you say goal of the season, Southend, because it's one of them, as I said earlier, like, do I judge goal of the season on what it means at the time or technical ability? And I think that goal was a pretty simple header for Ogilvy, and it was nice to get the win there, considering how we were robbed last year when it went over the line twice, and it was, of course, Ogilvy who scored that goal that wasn't a goal, and then we, you know, the officials sort of done us over that day, so it was nice, and I suppose fitting for him to get the winner, as you say, 80s Hog. GFC Louis Hart says, player of the season, Jack Bonham, young player, Jack Tucker, most improved, Stuart O'Keefe, goal of the season, Mandron, second against Sunderland, moment of the season, Ogilvy winner versus Sunderland or Hanlon's winner against Blackpool. Yeah, again, all good points. I think it's quite a theme, Mandron, and Ogilvy are sort of running away with moment of the season. He can't really be blamed for that. The first 11, player of the season says for Connor Ogilvy, young player, Jack Tucker, most improved, Jack Tucker, just keeps getting better as the season goes on. Goal of the season, Mandron against Sunderland for the second one. Moment of the season, Brandon Hanlon, winner away at Blackpool. Yep, again, a lot of these are very similar, but then you can't really complain when everyone has such a great perspective on things. Sam says, player of the season, Connor Ogilvy, young player, Jack Tucker, most improved, would have to say it, Ogilvy, but I'm going to go Stuart O'Keefe, good man, that's what I said. Moment of the season, the winner at Blackpool, and he says, goal of the season, Charles Cook versus Blackpool. Yeah, that Charles Cook goal was really a bit overlooked, I would say, in some senses. I know a lot of people have said it, which sort of contradicts me saying it's overlooked, but at the time, we were just happy to get back into the game. We didn't really particularly realise how good a goal it was until I saw it back. The technical ability and the composure he showed there was magnificent, and it was a great finish, and I was really happy for him as well. Obviously, he hasn't had the most chances of anyone in the team, really, but when he has had them, he's made them count, which is the most important thing. Last two now, I believe. Louis Howard says, player of the season, Connor Ogilvy, young player, Jack Tucker, most improved, Connor Ogilvy, goal of the season, Mikel Mandron, second goal against Sunderland away, moment of the season, Ogilvy's 89th minute winner, last minute against Sunderland at home. Yeah, as I said, the Sunderland winner at home, great spectacle and well deserved for us to win that game. And I think we've touched on it a lot so far, but the finish for Ogilvy to actually, as a defender, to slam that into the top corner with that much technical ability was fantastic, and it was one of the moments we'll remember for a long time. Last one, Jules Anorak, player of the season, Connor Ogilvy, young player, Jack Tucker, most improved, Max Aymer, goal of the season in Jolly against Wickham, and moment of the season, Hanlon versus Blackpool. All very good options, I think. Yeah, so thank you for all of that. It's a bit different to what we've done in the past, but obviously with the lack of football at the minute, it is tough to find content for you guys, and we do appreciate everyone still tuning in to the Fancast when we can get it out. But in all honesty, I couldn't pinpoint a time when we're going to have another one out, because there's not too much really we can talk about other than the season as it is, or has been so far. But we've covered a lot of that already today, and as I say, it's tough, but I want to get stuff out as frequently as we can, but of course the problem is when there's no games to review or preview, it's difficult to do that. But you know, if anyone has any suggestions of what we can do and what they would want, we can always try and figure something out in that sense. Maybe we could do, I don't know, I'll think of some series ideas we could maybe do to pass the time, and we'll go from there. But yeah, this is just a little update on the channel as it is, and as I say, it's difficult to get stuff out at the minute, but we are going to be working hard to try and find topics. I was going to say try and find a time, but anything you have more time than you'd want right now. But yeah, when we can get something out, we will. In the meantime, you know, I'd say enjoy the time with your family and what you have available to do. You know, if you're still working, then fair play to you. If you're someone who's working in the NHS, obviously fantastic. Thank you so much for all your help. I would say if you are looking for some Jules content, I always find it quite enjoyable to look back on some of my favourite games of the season on the YouTube highlights and whatnot. So that's always something you can do. If anyone does have any recommendations or some content we can get out, of course it will just be either me or Reese or James or whoever recording on our own, obviously, because we're all in self-isolation, as everyone is in the world right now. But yeah, if anyone has any suggestions of what we could put out, then that would be greatly appreciated, and we can start working on that. If there is any breaking news that comes out of Jules, which I doubt at the minute, then we can work on trying to do a podcast about that. But yeah, thank you for all your comments, and until next time, up the Jules.